Welcome back. This is Mark Steiner, and on this, November the 24th, our day in history, we're hearing a real slow drag for the opera Tremonisha, written by the great composer and musician Scott Joplin, who was born on this day in 1868 from Texarkana, Texas, and he was the king of ragtime. Changed American music of over 60 compositions and operas that he wrote, and it was the first grand opera by note. That was written by an African-American. So we, on this day in history, open with Tremonisha by the great Scott Joplin, born on this day in 1868. A few other quick things for this day in history before we jump right into our conversation about the passing of Marion Barry with E. Ethelbert Miller, who joins us by phone from Washington, D.C. This is the day in 1859 that Charles Darwin published The Origin of the Species, and the debate begins around the issue of evolution. And on this day, he published that book, The Origin of the Species. On this day in 1935, John L. Lewis, who was one of the great union leaders in the history of the United States of America, walked away from the AFL, the American Federation of Labor, and created the Committee for Industrial Organizations, known as the CIO. Of course, later they came back together as the AFL-CIO. But the CIO became the spearhead for building the union movement in this country, organized 6 million workers over the 10-year period after he walked out. So on this day, remember that day, the beginning of the labor movement that some people are trying to revive, yet still in America. 1947, this is the day when the Hollywood Ten was cited for refusing to tell Congress who they knew, who was a communist, who was a socialist, who they were, and they were indicted on this day. This is the day in 1963 that Jack Ruby shot and killed Lee Harvey Oswald, the man who assassinated John F. Kennedy. He was a Texas nightclub owner. Jack Ruby came in. The whole nation saw it as he shot Lee Harvey Oswald in the stomach as he was being led out of the prison to court in 1963 on this day. And on this day, we close out by remembering the grandfather of Langston Hughes, Charles Henry Langston, we remember. He passed away on this day in 1892. He was one of the first African Americans to go to college at Oberlin. Was arrested at Oberlin, had a big case there called the Oberlin Wellington Rescue because he was there with some white students, some black students, as a refugee center for people who were enslaved and running away. He became a leader of the abolition movement, close to John Brown, close to Sojourner. He was a leader. His brother became the first African American elected to Congress. He remained a leader in the struggle for human rights and civil rights to the day he died. So on this day, we remember the grandfather of the great Langston Hughes, Charles Henry Langston. That is our day in history. We will be right back and talk with Ethelbert Miller to conclude our day in history and reflect on the life of Marion Barry.